Ask Alex. All you got to do to be on the show is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show, and then slide into our DMs.
Every Thursday we do this, and you know, I don't know why, because none of us are professionals. You really should see a therapist. This is not, I don't know why people trust us.
I don't think we've helped anybody, by the way, either, as far as I know.
We definitely have never helped anyone. This week's email that I got from a listener, usually they include their phone number and they don't mind that we call them, but this one really wanted to remain anonymous, and I totally get why. It's short and sweet and to the point, so I'm just going to read what she wrote me, okay?
All right, let's hear it.
Dear Alex, I'm just going to come right out and say it. I have a third nipple.
Nice.
I've met lots of people who have this, but it's barely noticeable. Mine is very obviously a third nipple. I've been seeing someone for a month, and we still haven't had alone time, if you catch my drift. Do I need to warn him about my extra N before the lights go off, or can I let him figure it out on his own? Signed, Three's Company. What do you think, Liv?
1,000% let him know beforehand. But hey, that just, I feel like that's like a superpower.
How does that conversation go, Liv the Web Girl?
Yeah, how do you tell the guy, like, hey, by the way, I got one more of these?
I think when you start making out, maybe just be like, hey, you know, I've got some extra power in my chest area. That is a third nipple.
Here's the thing I don't know. Like, I just Googled it. They say it's a supernumerary nipple, also known as a third nipple, triple nipple, yep. Accessory nipple. It is a condition.
Accessory nipple.
That's what it says. Wikipedia, it says, often mistaken for moles, these supernumerary nipples are diagnosed in humans at the rate of about 1 in 18 people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people that have extra nipples.
But I've heard, though, before, too, like, I knew a guy, and I think his third nipple was, like, almost on his stomach, like, lower.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily by your pecs or your chest area.
But she's saying, like, because I have a friend that has it.
Okay.
But hers, it's like, it doesn't even look, I was like, I would have never even seen it. It's so light and it's just like a dot on her tummy.
How do you know the difference between like a skin tag? I feel like if like someone had a skin tag.
Oh, you know what a skin tag is.
Like, mistake that for a third
Harry
nipple.
Harry Styles has a third nipple.
Does he really?
Yes, check it out. No, I'm not even trying to be like...
Do you have a photo of it?
It's below his nipple there. You see it?
Interesting.
The first time I thought a third nipple was hot.
Well, I don't think it's gross.
I think it's weird.
It's just your body.
I think that's going to make it weird. I think you don't say anything unless he does. Like,
Mark Wahlberg has a third nipple.
Wow. I didn't know what a third nipple looked like. I was imagining, like, a legitimate
nipple. That's what she's saying. Nipple. She said some people... Here, the email. Let me read it again.
Go ahead.
She says, I've met lots of people who have this, but it's barely noticeable. Mine is very obviously in all capital letters, third nipple. So I think she's saying it looks like another one.
I think if he's seeing that, then I think he's going to be caught off guard. He's like, whoa, what is that? Like,
What are we, 2-year-olds here?
Yeah, the
people
question,
have moles on their body.
But here's
the
thing.
Nipples. It's not that big of a deal.
If you have a significant body deformity.
Yeah. That's not a deformity
yes,
on your
is.
Body.
That is.
A
yes, it is.
Nipple?
That does fall into that category. If you have a deformity, like
it
let's
does
say,
not.
Let's say you're missing a leg. Okay. Let's
you're
say you are.
You're comparing me missing a limb
I'm
to me having
anything.
A third nipple.
Would you just let me finish the freaking sentence?
Go ahead.
I'm saying if anyone has anything missing that you would not know unless clothes came off or different about them, do you feel like you are like it is required of you to have to give that information to someone before you do the do?
No.
So you just do it. So you just take your pants off and you're missing a leg. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, no, I think that she needs to tell him because I think that he's going to be shocked and maybe he's like, like he needs to know what he's, just so he doesn't have a bad reaction. Like what if he sees it and he's like, oh God.
I just don't know how you have that conversation.
Who would do that though? If Lindsay had a wiener and I didn't know she had a wiener, I'd be like, oh my God, what is that? But that's not something that normally happens there that you think about. A third nipple or a mole or whatever you have.
That can be shocking.
A mole?
To
who cares? I'm not talking about moles. I'm saying a significant body deformity that, like, you know, someone's definitely going to notice if your clothes come off. Like, how do you respond to that? You know?
But if you like the person and you're actually going to see them with their clothes off,
well,
you shouldn't care.
Well, how do you know this guy likes her?
Well,
we're not saying this guy is a good guy. We don't know.
No, I'm just saying, like, does she need to feel like it's required of her to disclose this information?
It's not required. To answer your question, it's not required. I wouldn't be a guy. You're dumb if you're any guy or girl that's taking your clothes off for somebody that doesn't care about you or like you.
Don't call them dumb. You don't know them. They can do whatever
they
want.
If you're going to sleep with somebody and they don't like you or care about you, yeah, you're dumb and you've got issues with yourself. So, you don't think so?
I think you're slut shaming right now. That's what it sounds
like you're doing.
Yes, if
you're going to whore around a guy or a girl, yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Why are you judging people?
Missy Cat.
Why are you slut shaming people?
Missy Cat on Twitter says if she's going
to
continue.
You're judging people. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen. She says if she's going to continue to see him, then yeah, it's pretty unavoidable. He's going to see it eventually. So your all's responses is, Liv, you think she needs to tell.
I think she should. I don't think that it is required, but I think if she wants it to go over as smoothly as possible, then I think she needs to tell him, just so if they're doing it, he's not like, oh, whoa, like, just so he knows.
Joe, and you think she doesn't need to tell?
No, it's a third nipple. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to make you sick.
Well, none of this stuff would hurt you.
If you got the clap, yeah, let the person know. But if you're going to be hooking up with them and you got an extra one, it's probably going to be dark anyways.
What if you have an extra toe? Do you think you need to tell somebody, hey, I have a sixth toe?
No, wouldn't you see the sixth toe eventually? No,
well, if they're always on dates and they're wearing socks and shoes, no, you wouldn't.
Do I have to put that on my Bumble profile? Hey, I've got 11 toes.
I would swipe right because I think that kind of stuff is cool.
Yeah, you're into web feet too. You're like, oh, he can swim well.
Honestly, I know that she asked me, but I am indifferent. I don't think that there is a right or wrong answer.
Yeah,
I think it's what you're comfortable with. I think it's what you're comfortable with, Three's Company, as you sign the email. That's what I think. Yeah, she is funny. Yeah, see, you got a great sense of humor. Maybe you could make a joke about it. Maybe you could just be like, hey, so fun fact about me, I've got a third nipple. What up? Like, I feel like you seem to have the personality that you could handle the situation in a fun and not an awkward way.
And
so
if
that's
has
my
a problem
advice.
With it, then I say you move on from that person because we all have got our own unique body things right there. I don't think you should be worrying that much about it. But thanks for reaching out. If you got a question, you know what to do. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or on our Instagram or Twitter. Send us a direct message. It's @joeandalexshow.